All right, so we're up to a quarter after five here on the Big 550, and since I'm filling in for Frank all week long, let's play another round of the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 30 days, you can get in right now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, *KTRS. After the challenge today, Kate Meehan will be here to fill in for Mike Evans. She'll handle some Hollywood stuff and maybe have some things to say about Jimmy Fallon's debut last night. And I also want to ask her about this porn star that Charlie Sheen is engaged to. Charlie Sheen headed for his fourth marriage. What could go wrong? We'll do that, and then I'll also have some knuckleheads in the news to share with you. All of that ahead here on the Big 550 KTRS, but first, let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Okay. Any heating and air needs, call Swiss Air and O'Fallon.
Okay. Right there is your commercial endorsement five-second opportunity. Nicely done. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And I push that button, and the questions and categories come spilling out. There won't be our topical category if have you been paying attention today, because we saved that for Fridays. Instead, here are your choices. It's Vice President's Day. See, yesterday was President's Day. This will be Vice President's Day. We also have That's History, Dude, or Mr. Potato Head. Which one would you like, Paul?
Oh, gosh. Wow. We'll try Vice President.
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you want to pass on a question, you can, and then go back and pick it up later if there's time before the buzzer sounds of the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally your points. If you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do, if you get 8 or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
That's right, Paul. Prizes for the Harris Challenge. You have a choice of 1 dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop, with 2 locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, we've got Werenberg movie passes.
Werenberg.
You can either have a pass to Endless Love or the Lego movie.
Werenberg.
Those are our prizes.
Okay. If you get all the questions correct, you get all the prizes, and that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Paul, your category is It's Vice President's Day. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the United States president when Spiro Agnew was the vice president?
Nixon.
Correct. Who was president when Nixon was vice president?
Eisenhower.
Correct. Who was president when Walter Mondale was vice president?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Who was president when Hubert Humphrey was vice president?
Pass.
Pass on that one. Who was the president when Nelson Rockefeller was vice president?
Ford.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. Who was U.S. president when Hubert Humphrey was vice president?
Johnson?
Which one?
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Baines Johnson is correct. You got a clean sweep, Paul. Congratulations.
All right.
Hang on. Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will meet our next contestant. Hello, Daniel.
How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
That is happy Tuesday. Glad to have you on this week, and enjoy your show on the weekend as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Here are the categories. That's History, Dude. Mr. Potato Head. Or our new third category, See Who Salutes It.
Gosh, let's go History.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Daniel, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which city was home to the very first Olympic Games held in the United States?
Lake Placid.
St. Louis, 1904. Whose first solo transatlantic flight took less time? Charles Lindbergh or Amelia Earhart?
Lindbergh.
Amelia Earhart. Which worldwide human rights organization was founded in 1961?
Pass.
When Ford replaced the Model T in 1927, what letter was given to the new model?
A.
Correct. Which world capital did Matthias Rust, a 19-year-old West German pilot, fly into illegally in 1987, earning himself 11 months in a labor camp?
East Berlin.
Moscow. Back to the three-pointer. What worldwide human rights organization was founded in 1961? That was Amnesty International.
That's right.
All right. All you got was the Model A for 4 points there, Daniel, which means I will have to punish you. Today we found out that a guy by the name of Bob Casal died. Bob Casal was a guitarist in the group Devo, which, as far as I'm concerned, had exactly one good song, Whip It. But they continued to record other songs, including this one by the Rolling Stones. That would be Bob Casal on guitar. All right. You've learned your lesson, haven't you, Daniel?
Brutal. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Al.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I was your official limo driver information person when you had your afternoon show way back in the day.
I remember that, Al, and welcome back to the show. Here are your categories, Mr. Potato Head. See Who Salutes It, or our new third category, Equine Cinema.
I'll give it the Equine Cinema.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Al, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in the movie The Electric Horseman?
Robert Redford?
Correct. In what movie does a movie producer wake up with a horse's head in his bed after a meeting with Robert Duvall?
Godfather.
Correct. In what Mel Brooks movie did Alex Karras punch out a horse?
Blazing
Saddle. Mungo. Which star of Mr. Holland's opus bet on a lot of horse races in a movie called Let It Ride?
Yeah.
In what 1999 movie did Johnny Depp play Ichabod Crane, investigating a series of murders supposedly committed by a headless horseman?
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow is right. Back to the four-pointer. Which star of Mr. Holland's opus bet on a lot of horse races in the movie Let It Ride?
I've never seen it or... either one of those, I'll just guess Ben Affleck.
I will tell you, Ben Affleck is not right. It's Richard Dreyfuss. And by the way, a pretty good movie. Terry Garr, David Johansen, and the always yummy Jennifer Tilly were in that movie called Let It Ride. But you didn't need that, Al. You got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 5 for 11 points, and that makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Stand by. Tim will tell you how you get your prizes. And here's contestant number 4, JT.
Ellen, greetings.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I've won this game so many times, but that's only when I'm listening. When I call in, my track record's not so good.
Well, let's see if you can do better today on the air. Which category would you like? Only 2 of them left, Mr. Potato Head or See Who Salutes It.
I'm sorry, but See Who Salutes It just sounds like too much fun. I want to try that one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country's flag has a red maple leaf on it?
Canada.
Correct. What color is the circle on the flag of Japan?
Red.
Correct. What color is the Star of David on the flag of Israel?
I believe it's yellow.
Blue. Hmm. Which two colors does the Polish flag have in common with the U.S. flag?
Which flag again, please?
Which two colors does the Polish flag have in common with the U.S. flag?
Red and white?
Correct. What color is the cross on the flag of Switzerland? Need this for the win.
Green.
On the Swiss flag, the cross is white. Oh, sorry, JT. You came up 1 point short. With 7 points, you're right at that threshold, but I do have to punish you. If it weren't for MTV at the time, nobody would have ever heard of Devo.
Yeah, you have some other songs that aren't bad, but that definitely was not one of them.
JT,
Take it easy, sir.
Have a great day. Thanks for playing. Here comes JD as our final contestant. Hello, JD.
Hello, Mr. Harris. How are you, sir?
Good. Please call me Paul. Tell us about your tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I snuck out of work a little early, and I'm hustling home to have dinner with my lovely daughter.
And her name is?
Kay.
Always say the kid's name on the radio. They love that. Let's see, JD, one category left, Mr. Potato Head. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. On the packaging for Mr. Potato Head, what is the recommended minimum age? 2, 4, or 6?
6.
2. Which Idaho city did Mr. Potato Head once run for mayor of?
Boise.
Correct. Who provided Mr. Potato Head's voice in the Toy Story movies?
Oh, guy from, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles is right. What toy company makes Mr. Potato Head? Who became the Queen of England the year that Mr. Potato Head was introduced?
Queen Elizabeth.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. What toy company makes Mr. Potato Head?
Milton Bradley.
Hasbro. But you didn't need that, JD. You got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 5. That's 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every day this week. Normally just on Fridays, but since I'm here all week, the challenge is here all week. Every day this week, right around 5:15, you get a shot at playing here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.